Good afternoon, Muskegon. Welcome to your show for news, information, and more. Torn into for this June 14, 2024. How you doing, Muskegon? A little warm outside. High of 78, low of 58. Saturday high of 78, low of 53. And Sunday high of 82, low of 61. Listen, do me a favor. Because you need to share this information. Go to, if you're driving, want to see, revisit, you can always go to M106 or WVS 103.7 The Beat and watch it on our Facebook site, our YouTube sites. We are international. This is seen around the world. Listen, I am so excited because behind every man is a good woman. No, stop. These women are leading the way. Okay. Just let's make it clear. And we got to go in it right away. You know, Juneteenth is coming. And I just want to say this real quick. I am so excited that people started to realize it's a federal holiday. Celebrate it and close your building down and learn something. Hello. All right. With that said, coming to the stage needs no introduction. She is the city clerk for the City of Friendly People, Muskegon Heights. Put your hands together for Miss Jen Ross. How you doing?
Hey, what's up, G-Man? I'm doing okay. How are you?
I'm excited. I'm talking to the person that is making things happening in Muskegon Heights and educating Muskegon County.
Yes. So this is our fifth year doing the Juneteenth celebration, fourth year at Mona Lake. So we're excited that we, you know, get to do this again and again every year and get the people out and just fellowship with one another and educate about the holiday. And of course, you know, we have our community resource partners who different organizations that offer various services in Muskegon County. So it's a good time. It's just a good time. Tonight is family friendly. So it's for all ages. We start at 5 o'clock out at Mona Lake Park. Got Unique Soul tonight. So we are excited.
So listen, tell people a little bit. I was talking about people realizing about the holiday. Telling people why is it so important that they embrace this holiday, the holiday, and learn from it.
Well, it's important because it's our history. you know, this Juneteenth marks the end of chattel slavery in the state of Texas. So, you know, 1865, the news finally reached Texas that the slaves were free. So, and that was 2 years after the Emancipation Proclamation. So mm-hmm. That is why this is important, because the people in Texas, they're like, oh yeah, we kind of might have knew about it, you know, but it was official and it's the end. And, you know, since then, yes, there are still some struggles. You know, we still go through some things, but at the end of the day, we've come a long way, but we still got a long way to go.
We got a long way to go, but you are making things happen to educate people. Yeah. Tell us some of the things that we can't expect this weekend.
Okay. So Juneteenth, the celebration this weekend is going to be today at Mona Lake Park and tomorrow at Mona Lake Park from 5 to 9 each day. Today we have free everything. The food is free, y'all. Listen, when I tell y'all, and it ain't hot dogs and hamburgers.
Stop. The food is free.
The food is free today. Not hot dogs and hamburgers. We are beyond that. We got Danny Lane out there. He's setting his grill up right now with turkey knuckles and rib tips and that great smoked macaroni and cheese he has. We have Mr. Vern Smith frying fish. He does this every year for since the Rotary Club is our partner tonight. He's been doing this for 3 years now. We have country cooking with walking tacos. And we added Sanders Mobile with the grilled chicken wraps. So we got plenty of food. And also we got a donation this year from Culver's. So we have the custard cups as well for dessert. So we just, like I said, go ahead.
And the food from the vendors is free?
It is free. Did you hear
me? Okay.
Free, it's $3.99.
$3.99.
Yes, everything is free. We got bounce houses. Miss Caprice is bringing out the bounce houses tonight. We have the mobile gaming unit. Miss Erica Bell is bringing out that tonight. We have various activities for the kids to participate in. So yeah, it is again a free family fun night in partnership with the Muskegon Rotary Club.
Okay, and then Saturday.
Oh, and we got Unique Soul. I don't know if I mentioned that. But
Unique Soul, yes.
We got Unique Soul tonight. So we got live music and everything is free. Again, it is free. Everything is free.
Oh, yeah, producer. What about parking?
So the lots will be open. You might want to get there early if you want to closer park. But the lots are open. You know, we just ask that you be respectful. We have a live band. Don't come through bumping your music all loud, you know. But just be respectful and, you know, come on out, bring the kids out, bring your granny, bring your mama, bring your lawn chair so you know, can enjoy our beautiful Mona Lake.
Okay, then tomorrow.
Tomorrow we partner with the Muskegon Young Black Professionals and we'll be doing a social mixer. Tomorrow we got DJ Young out tomorrow. We have games. We have food vendors will be out there with food to purchase tomorrow.
Okay.
And so that is also happening from 5 to 9.
Okay. What any kind of entertainment tomorrow night?
Just DJ Young.
Just DJ D. Oh,
yeah. Yeah. DJ Young tomorrow night.
Oh, he'll be doing this thing.
You know it. He's a great DJ. He's a DJ for all ages. I mean, he is really, really good. So we're happy to have him. And this is, I think, his second year.
So bring your dancing shoes as well.
Absolutely.
Nice.
Yes.
And then Sunday.
Huh?
Oh, and then Sunday.
There's nothing happening on Sunday. So Sunday, we want to encourage everyone to go and visit the Black Expo down at the Muskegon Farmers Market. So that's going to be.
And I want to talk about that. You guys, instead of competing, how you guys are working together. How
absolutely. Absolutely. We want, you know, this to just be a fun-filled weekend. So we, you know, we pivot and we make adjustments as we need to because, again, it is collaboration over competition. No, we're not in competition with each other. We want to collaborate. We want to offer wonderful events for our residents to take part in. So, yeah. So again, we're at Mona Lake Friday and Saturday, and then we encourage everyone to go visit the Black Expo on Sunday.
Jen, what do you say to people that don't look like us? And I ask this question a lot, that may not look like us. That's their holiday. No, it's not.
This is, yeah. And anytime I make a post or anything, I always say all are welcome. We want everyone to come out and just have a good time. And, you know, maybe you'll get some education and some knowledge that you didn't have prior to. So, you know, and it's about fellowship as well. I mean, we partner with the Rotary Club tonight. So, you know, this is for everyone. We want everybody to come out. I was out at the lake this morning and some of the residents, you know, they go take their walks in the morning. So I was able to talk to some of them and they're excited about it. So, we want everyone to come out. This is not for one race or one generation. It's not. It's for everyone to come out and have a good time.
Let's go to Houston, Texas. Michael Anthony Smith. Will there be any live broadcast for this weekend? I don't know. Paul, we have to get on that. One of us have to get there, but somebody will be covering that.
Yeah, I'm sure there'll be little videos and stuff here and there, but you know, we don't have an actual like videographer to come out and go live or anything for the whole weekend. But I'm sure you'll see people just going live with the band playing and you know, the kids having a good time. So
Jen, what is your inspiration for I mean, like, you're not busy enough.
Oh, my goodness. What, I know, right?
I mean,
I say it all the time. Like, I can't put another thing on my plate, but I have a passion for this and I have a passion for giving back to the community. And it's been like that since I moved back to Muskegon. So even when the radio station was doing the Juneteenth celebration, I always volunteered with them, you know, and then things got busy and I said, well, let me pick up, you know, where they left off at. So shout out to PA and Big Rob all the time, because they're the ones that really started this. And then I was just able to continue it. But that's what it is, Greg, just my passion for the community. I want to see great things happen. I especially want to see great things happen in the city of Muskegon Heights, because that's where I'm from. I am, you know, a Tiger through and through, class of 1996. So, we want to see great things happen in Muskegon Heights. If you notice any event I do, that's where it is. It's in the city of Muskegon Heights, because we want the positivity. We want to serve the community, and it's just a great look for the city. So
stop by and play, you know, you got to pay tribute to that new statue as well, because that's blown booming. Wait a minute. Yeah. Let's go to the president of the company, Paul Allen Billings, says someone will be on Facebook Live. There you go, man.
Michael. The boss gonna make it happen, right?
The boss gonna make it happen.
The
boss is gonna make it happen.
Yep.
So, okay, in review, because we want to make sure we didn't leave out anything. What about people you want to thank for the sponsors?
Okay, look, I got my phone ready because I was like, I can't forget anyone, okay? So our sponsorships and our partnerships this year come from Core Realty Partners, Hackley Community Care, GE Aerospace, Workforce, Ready Rental, Muskegon Young Black Professionals, Webb Chemical, Consumers Energy, Muskegon Federal Credit Union, Trinity Health, Scott's Meats, DTE, Muskegon Family Care, Muskegon Community College, our state representative, Will Snyder, Parmenter Law, the Rotary Club, and Free Riders Motorcycle Club, and of course, 103.7 The Beats.
Isn't that funny that out of all those names that you mentioned, those names are active in our community supporting all
they
our
women? Yes, absolutely. These, you know, Webb Chemical every year has been the first one to send that check. So, yeah, we just appreciate all the support. I mean, every year it just continues. And again, you don't have to pay for anything. Except for, you know, if you want to buy food, and that's just to support our black owned businesses on Saturday night. So, you know, again, today their donations, you know, make this possible and make everything free for our community.
Mm-hmm. Well, I just want to sit and soak this in, because you've gone, I mean, just so much has happened in 5 years.
Yes.
What is your proudest, achievement so far with this event?
I think the proudest achievement is that it continues to grow with the number of people that we service. You know, unfortunately this year I did not have the time to raise as much money as I normally do. So unfortunately we won't have fireworks, but it still continues to grow with the amount of people that come out and just fellowship and have a good time. So that I think is the proudest moment in this for me.
But somebody out there listening with one check, you got that in your pocket, you can take it on fireworks to make sure we have fireworks. Because why should we have the best?
Yeah.
So yep, if you're listening.
But that's okay. I got this. You know, for next year, listen, when this is over, I'm going to get through this next election, because that's my job to take care of that. And then we're going to go right back into getting ready for next year and get you know, start raising funds so that we ensure that this doesn't happen again next year. We want those fireworks.
We were talking before the show about people volunteering. Talk about and thank your volunteers and give you a shout out.
Okay. So this year, the Rotary Club actually brings their own volunteers. So I have to shout them out. They do today it's a free community day. It's sponsored by them. So they bring their own volunteers. So we have to shout out the Rotary Club. I have to shout out my homeboy, Larry Williams, who is my right-hand man in all things with this. And even with elections, he helps me out with that. And then Lady J here at the radio station, she has been a tremendous help the last couple of years. She is awesome, yes, and continues to help out and just offer that support. So, you know, I got to shout out my kids, too, because they understand that I'm busy. And they just kind of roll with it. So they probably glad I don't be at home a lot. But
wait a minute.
They're teenagers now. So
wait a minute. They get to eat some of that free food. So
yeah. They'll definitely be out there tonight. My son, I was walking out the house today and he was like, did we get new Juneteenth shirts this year? And I'm like, no, you know, so find your old one and just put it on. but they are excited to come out. And then also this year we have some volunteers that wanted to redo the surface on the basketball court. So they're out there working today. Shout out to Jay Sean Johnson and Cook. They're out there and Mel. They're out there repainting the lines on the basketball court because this is they want to do a basketball tournament tomorrow and Sunday. So that's another addition for this year. So the kids can sign up, I believe, tomorrow. But I'll post the information on Facebook on our West Michigan Juneteenth celebration page. And if you're not following that page, please do.
Please.
It's the West Michigan Juneteenth celebration. So we post all the information on there. So as soon as I find out what time the signups are, I'll get that posted.
Okay. Jen, lastly, I might want to write a check. How do I contact you so I can be involved with maybe late bills or anything next year?
All right. So you could contact me. My number is 231-903-9981. You can email us at JuneteenthCelebrationMH@gmail.com. Or our fiduciary this year is the Free Riders Motorcycle Club. So we've partnered with them this year to make this happen. A check can be written to them. And yeah, we do still have some bills to pay. So yeah, we'll take it or we'll put it in the pot for next year. I mean, like I said, the fundraising for next year is going to start early so that we don't run into this hiccup with the fireworks. So we're going to make sure. Yeah, if you want to give a donation, we'll still accept it.
Okay. You heard that, Muskegon. Step up. You have a chance to write a check and you can take care of all the problems.
Yes.
Jen Ross, it's been such a pleasure to have you on the show today.
The pleasure is all mine, G-Man. I appreciate you so much. Thanks for having me on, you know, again. And every time I have an event or there's an election, you have me on to talk about it. So I just appreciate what you do. And yeah, thank you.
I appreciate you too. And listen, have a great time. Hopefully I'll be out there tonight.
All right. We'd love to see you.
All right. You had a chance to be with the wonderful Jen Ross. We're going to take a break and go to our next person. You're watching Torn in Two on 103.7 The Beat and M106. See you in a second. Welcome back to Torn in Two on 103.7 The Beat and M106. Listen, I know you hear beep, beep, beep and all kinds of noise and stuff like that. They're doing road construction in this neighborhood. I want you to know we do that for a reason because I want you to know. I want you to know for a reason. Why is it that they're bringing in construction, doing roads, filling sewers, all that kind of stuff in this neighborhood before your neighborhood? I'm going to tell you why. Because this neighborhood votes. So with that said, let's get to our next person. All right. Our next person is Michelle Townsend. Michelle Townsend. Let's bring her on the stage. Okay. Matter of fact, we got two people now. Wait a minute now. They didn't say I was going to have two people.
Yeah, we got two people.
All right. So, all right. Michelle, welcome. And who are you, sir?
Aviance Watts, president of Taking Back Muskegon.
Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having us.
Listen, we got a lot to talk to you guys about. We only have 18 minutes, but I want to extend the invitation so you guys will come back more so we can talk more about your project and your endeavors, okay?
I would love to.
Okay, so what can we expect from you guys when it comes down to Juneteenth?
Juneteenth is going to be next week on the day of Juneteenth, June 19th. We're going to have a good time. We're going to have a parade, a Juneteenth parade, the first Juneteenth parade. And it's going to be downtown. It's going to be downtown. We're going to start right in front of the CIO hall, and we're going to end it at Hackley Park. And we're going to have Jordan Brown. He's going to sing the song. It's basically the Muskegon theme is called Muskegon Love. And then we're going to have Bishop Burrell. He's going to do a prayer after that when the parade is over. And immediately after the parade, they extended their generosity to open up their facility, which is right next door to the CIO hall. It's going to be an after day party for the kids. So that's going to be fun too.
So what time does this event start?
It's from 11 to 1.
11 to 1.
Yep.
Now, is it too late to get into the parade?
Technically, it is, because I have sent out my placements already. We have over 60 participants for the parade this year, our first parade. So I'm super excited about this event. The kids have worked tremendously hard since last year, since the school year. Our after school program, what we did was whatever activities that we did with our after school youth, we applied that for Juneteenth this year. So you will see artwork, you will see
floats.
I mean, whatever we thought that they, whatever ideas that they had for Juneteenth, we allowed them to be creative
and express themselves artistically.
Yes, we wanted this Juneteenth parade to be different. We wanted it to be focused on the youth, because a lot of the parades always have a lot of the adults running the parades and everything. But this time we wanted to put the youth in the forefront, and then everybody else, you know, just follow suit and have fun with the kids, because that's what it's about. You know, what a good way to start the summer out with a nice old fashioned parade. So it to be the first inaugural Juneteenth parade being held downtown Muskegon, it's a blessing to be able to do it.
Downtown, you know, they have lots of parades. They have the Memorial Day parade, right? They have the St. Patty's Day parade, right? Mm-hmm. The Cinco de Mayo parade. you know, they have all those parades. So, you know, what would be better than for us to throw our parade down there too? I mean, because we are, as we can see, you know, Jennifer, she's doing her thing in the Heights as we speak. So actually we're going to shoot down there later on. And at the same time, we want everybody to be able to embrace this, you know, this moment, this magical moment, because this is a national holiday now. And the other thing too, we want our kids to know our history. We don't want them to just look at this as a holiday, but we want them to be also knowledgeable of what the meaning of Juneteenth is. Because I'm not even gonna lie, I didn't know about Juneteenth until maybe 15 years ago.
Wow.
Yeah, and I didn't hear it here. I heard it when I was living somewhere else, and I never heard of it. And that's my point in saying that is we need to get the kids up to speed on what Juneteenth really is.
And I want to talk a little bit about that. What you said is very important, because if we don't educate our kids, because they're trying to take our history away out of schools, we better educate our kids.
If we don't, who will?
If we don't, who will?
And not only educate our own children, a lot of people need to be educated on what Juneteenth means and what it stands for. There's been a lot of talk since Juneteenth became a holiday now. I truly believe that this Juneteenth parade will open the eyes up to a lot of people, that it's about freedom, true enough, but it can also be a day for us to celebrate the accomplishments that a lot of Blacks have made from the past until the future.
Mm-hmm. And also embrace Black excellence, because we came a long way from slavery, if you think about it.
Yes.
And at the same time, you know, because like the 4th of July, I mean, we celebrate that, but I mean, nothing against 4th of July, but this is our 4th of July. You know, that was Independence Day, but Independence Day for who? Mm-hmm. And I'm not trying to get all preachy and Malcolm X-y up in here, but you know what I mean? For who? Independence Day for who?
The truth is the truth.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Speak the truth. One of the things that just kind of blows my mind when it comes down to our history, it's a lot of history that we don't know, and we don't know and don't find out until they make a movie or what they want to make. But there's so many great things that we have done and where we came from.
Yes, you would be amazed on how many inventors and like you would be amazed, like the stoplight and peanut butter, all the way down to the air conditioner, to the, you know, so many Black inventions that hasn't been acknowledged that we have. I mean, I'm quite sure it's more than I know, but we don't know. Cause I can remember when I was an educator at Muskegon Heights High School, I can remember it was Malcolm X's birthday. And I asked one of my students, I was like, you know what today is? And he was like, nah, Mr. Watts, what's today? And I was like, it's Malcolm X's birthday, man. He was like, who? And he had no clue of who Malcolm X was. He heard of Martin Luther King. Wow. You know, he heard of him, but he had no clue. Now, when I went to Muskegon Heights, one of our prerequisites was if you don't read the biography of Malcolm X, Haley, written by Alex Haley, I think it's Alex Haley, your chances of graduating was going to be slim to none, because it was something that they made us become knowledgeable of. But nowadays, they've taken so much of our history and culture and stuff like that out of our schools. It's almost like, I don't know, it's almost like sometimes you would think they're taking it out of shame and out of denial. I could be wrong, but we have to bring it back to where our children can be knowledgeable of what our history was and where we came from and where we are today.
Well, and speaking of our history, this parade is not only for colorful. This people is for all people.
All folks.
Yes,
all
we wanted it to be very diverse. We wanted to welcome the whole county, not just be secluded in one area. We've been secluded for too long. It's always we got to be in the Heights to do something. Why we always got to be in our own backyard?
Yeah, okay. Now, did they have a St. Patty's Day parade in the Heights? Did they have a Cinco de Mayo? Did they celebrate? Why is it when it comes to Black people, we have to be just, I guess, confined to the Hikes? We want everybody to embrace this. Don't get me wrong. I mean, yeah, the Hikes is where most of us are and everything. And as we can see, I mean, Juneteenth this weekend, that's already locked up anyway. And so at the same time, we want to expand off of what's going on in the Hikes to downtown, like how you and Miss Michelle was just saying. Mm-hmm. Not just Black folks, all folks. Mm-hmm. And I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off, Ms. Michelle. I apologize.
That's all right. Michelle, talk to us about, I don't want to spoil the surprises, but who are some of the people or some of the things that we might see in the parade?
Well, there's going to be a lot of political figures there. I can tell you that for sure.
You might being see a political him. Figure, I understand that.
Yes, you might see... Congresswoman Hillary Shelton, you might see Commissioner Charles Nash, you might see Judge Gregory Pittman, you might see elect Kendra Robinson. There's no telling who you're going to see as far as politicians is concerned. Then on top of that, you will definitely see Muskegon Heights schools with us walking in the parade as well. You will see all of Muskegon schools definitely in the parade. And then we have a lot, believe it or not, we have a lot of senior resources that participate in this year. We have a lot of the foster care agencies participating this year with their organizations. And a couple of Free Riders will be also with us this year. So it's oh gosh. And then my main salute, though, I have to shout this young man out, because when I heard his song, I just was like, dang. I had to reach out to him on Facebook and I was like, hey, can I use your song for my videos for my kids? Because it's perfect. And he goes, yeah, I don't mind. I said, I'll make sure I tag you in it, though, because I love this song. He created a song called Muskegon Love. And I just fell in love with the song. So I'm like, you know what? I would love for you to perform this song on Juneteenth with our kids. And he was like, really? And I'm like, yeah. So the kids and Mr. Brown will be performing Muskegon Love. I have two youth that are volunteered to sing the song with him as well. So we did a contest, Impact and Taking Back Muskegon. We wanted to give out $100 to whoever could sit up there and memorize the song and learn the song. So I have two youth that memorized the song and have actually learned the song and have been practicing with Mr. Brown to perform that song. And the rest of my kids will be doing a dance routine that they came up with themselves. So I'm truly excited for that. So they are excited. The young kids are truly excited. And
a couple of floats.
Yes. You will see an African princess. You will see an African king as well in the car during their floats.
Nice.
One of the African princess, her birthday is that day. So, yes, we are definitely going to celebrate and make her a princess on Juneteenth, an African princess.
And advice to the politicians that's trying to get our vote that we don't see until election time. If you pass out cheap penny candy, no, brand candy bars. All right.
That's right. Bring candy bars. Definitely bring candy bars.
Yeah, spend a little money.
And we will be passing out candy bags as well. So it's truly gonna be a nice event. I'm truly excited. I worked very, very hard on this parade. Thanks to Miss Patsy putting this idea in my head. Patsy Petty. She stayed on my butt for the whole time of this.
Wonderful.
Yes, she is. She stays on my head. She keeps her foot on my neck, though. I'm surprised I can even breathe right now. But I love her and I respect her.
And she would be the marshal, right?
Yes, Miss Patsy and Dolores Cole, and I think she picked one other person to ride in the car with her. She is going to be the grand marshal.
So shout out to Miss Patsy for the vision.
And then for my announcer, we have Mr. Napoleon Brown. So everybody knows him as Leon Brown, Gospel Music Workshop of America. So I have to shout out to them because they always support. So I had to take it old school. I even reached out to my uncle Billy Walker II so we can make sure we had the veterans and the flag team together. You know, we wanted to do this right.
Wonderful. Any shouts out that you guys need to get out or any sponsors that you want to mention?
Definitely. First and foremost, I must say I want to thank Core Realty for being our main sponsor this year. Thank you. We really appreciate you guys. We also want to shout out Adelaide Point for being a sponsor. We also want to shout out McDonald's in Grand Rapids. Shout out to them. Yeah. I mean, heard about the parade and reached out.
They reached out to us.
Thank you so much.
Wonderful.
Provided volunteer lanyards for us, coupons to feed our volunteers. Mm-hmm. So it's just wonderful. And also shout out to Chicken Coop as well, because they are also providing coupons for our volunteers. So just wonderful.
And Miss Patsy for even
And last but not least, we cannot forget 103.7 The Beat for putting on our commercials and sponsoring us for our media. So we and want always, to thank you guys.
You guys always that. Support. So thank you.
We're always going to have your back. Tell Patsy Cline that Gregory Roberts said hello. Yes. Listen, guys, we want to thank you for doing and bringing this event to us. We wish you continued success and let us know. Anytime you're welcome to come back on this show.
Thank you. We appreciate that.
All right. You take care. Listen. All right. Now we had a chance to talk about the parade. We talked about Juneteenth. We're going to get ready to talk about the Black Expo. You are watching and listening to Torrin and Two, a 103.7 to be an M106. We're going into a commercial break. And welcome back to Torrin and Two on this June 14, 2024. We're talking about Juneteenth events. We've talked about the events that have happened in Muskegon Heights this weekend. We talked about the parade that's happening next weekend, but we have not talked about this event, and this event is a huge one. We're talking about the Black Business Expo. If you don't know about this, I'm just excited to have this person and learn more about this event. This event sells out there's no room. I mean, she fills up with vendors right away. I follow it on Facebook. I'm really interested to meet her. Put your hands together for LaShay Simmons, would you? Would somebody put their hands together and welcome to the show? How you doing?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
I'm excited.
Good.
I'm excited. I you know what? I follow your feeds on Facebook, but I've never had the privy to have you on the show. Welcome.
And thank you for having me.
Don't wait. Let's get you on so we take a whole hour to talk about this business expo.
Let's do it.
Okay.
So, I'm sorry. I was feeling like I was a little tardy. I just came from the school. It was our last day at school. So I was like rushing home so I can get on here. And it wasn't a bunch of kids in the background yelling Miss Simmons. So we ready now.
Okay. Tell us, how did you start and how did you get involved in this expo?
Yeah. So the Black Business Expo, transparently, I wasn't the first person, you know, ever to do a Black Business Expo. There were Black Business Expos happening kind of all around. And I just realized that around our particular area and our side of town, we don't have anything like that. We don't have anything that's a high exposure event that makes sure that these Black and Brown business owners are the forefront of the event. And so when I had visited some other places like Atlanta, I actually lived in Kalamazoo for 13 years. And one of my good friends, Nicole Triplett, she's the founder of Black Wall Street Kalamazoo. And same ordeal, trying to do something for the community, for the Black businesses to help them grow, establish roots, increase revenue, etc. And so in that, I had went to one of hers and her and I talked about it, and I said, man, we need to do something like this in Muskegon because we have a bunch of talented business owners. They just have not been provided the space quite yet to really show off their skills and kind of hone that customer service skill as well. Mm-hmm. And so in 2020, it was a little bit after the pandemic was announced. In 2020, I was going to do kind of a first rendition of the Black Business Expo. And it was going to be in April as almost like an anniversary. And then, of course, we had the pandemic come through. So we postponed. And so that next year, 2021, we held our very first expo. And we held it down at the Van Dyke Mortgage Convention Center. We were the first Black organization to ever host anything there, especially something at this magnitude. Right. And so it was so great, you know, working with them and just being in a position to provide this space for these business owners and showing them what they really can do just if they put their minds to it. And since then, we've been rolling. It is our fourth annual one. We've had some changes, but I think that these changes are going to be good, especially once they're adapted to. And so I'm super excited. So really, it just came by seeing what other places were doing. Mm-hmm. And looking at our particular market and figuring out what will work best for our market, mm-hmm. and then implementing.
Now, how many vendors do you have? I mean, you have no more room for any vendors, right?
So check this out. And I know when I say this, my phone is going to get to dinging like crazy. So I just had someone text me and say that the product or whatnot, they didn't have any more product on hand. So we have one spot open right now. And when
No, you should let me give it away on the show.
Please. Please, I'm okay with that. And I can share the information that they'll need as far as the email address. But she literally just texted me as I was walking out here to come sit in the gazebo to talk to you. She was texting me and letting me know. So this was less than 10 minutes ago that I got this notification. And so I was like, man, it's kind of late to add someone. But if there's someone that is on their game that has merchandise already and that's able to access their emails and follow suit, I'm all for it.
But this is more than it's more than selling products. This is more about education and sharing. Like I was in Gord's and I was talking to a fellow caterer about how she should charge, and she didn't know that. It's about sharing education as well.
Mm-hmm. So at the expo, typically what we do is a symposium, and then we do the actual vendor showcase. So the symposium is the educational portion. And for the symposium, we've actually split it up into its own event now, because a lot of the vendors that were participating in the expo, they were finding themselves in a position where they couldn't stay the whole time for the symposium because they had to rush down and be ready for the doors to open.
Okay.
Because the doors typically will open at 1 o'clock. And when I say at 12:41, there's going to be someone lined up at the door ready for you to open it. And at 1 o'clock, we open the doors no matter where you are. If you are not ready, not in your seat, the doors are opening regardless. So in order to stop some of that excessive movement, we've decided to do the symposium separate and make it its own separate event. And that's more of that educational space where we focus on legalities, how to properly market your business, pricing. So, for example, if you sell candles and you're selling them for $12, but it costs you $16 to make them, you're operating at a deficit every time. So we either need to figure out how we can reduce the cost of production, or you need to increase your prices, one of the two. If we can figure out how to reduce the cost, then it puts you in a predicament where you can keep your prices the same and actually become more profitable. But if it's a situation where, hey, there's just no way around it and you have to increase the price, then we go through that. We go over that. We talk about how to properly form your business. Is it a nonprofit? Is it an LLC? What kind of documentation do you need? Are you going to have any employers? What does that mean from a tax implication? So all of those things. And then at the vendor showcase, it's still somewhat educational. It's a little bit more fun, and it's a little bit more socialized and networking, community, and more culture that you see exposed there. When we think about it, typically there's halftime performances with dancers and opportunities for children to just engage and enjoy one another. Yes, you're supporting Black-owned businesses by purchasing through them. So there's just so many moving parts, and it's cultivating. And if I had to use just some quick words, I would say it's cultivating, it's inspiring, it's historic, it's culture. It's just so many different things, and it's us.
And you know, that's funny that you brought up inspiring, because what inspires you with, because you have this spirit of, you want this thing to be right. Your door's open at 1 o'clock. I mean, you have this spirit of just excellence on you. So talk a little bit about that.
Well, first, thank you. I appreciate that. Some say because I'm a Virgo, I am almost like a perfectionist or something. I don't know if that's true. I don't really follow the zodiac signs as much. But, you know, honestly, the way that I was raised, my mom has always instilled in us, do your very best. If that means you lose a little sleep, do that. Lose a little sleep to be satisfied, because it's your brand. It's your vision. Mm-hmm. And in order to make other people see it, you execute it to perfection in order for others to get it. Because if you don't, it's so easy to find things that could be improved. So I try to do everything with 110% effort. No matter what that means. If that means I lose a little bit of sleep, If that means I'm staying up until 5 o'clock in the morning. So a lot of the vendors got an email last night at about 3:58 a.m. But that was the time that I had so that I could send it out. And I'm committed to doing whatever it takes to make this a successful event, not for myself, but for those that have entrusted our organization to bring them an event of excellence.
Okay.
And so that's what keeps me inspired.
So first of all, so before we go any further, let's let everybody know the date, the time, and all that information.
Yes. So the Black Business Expo this year is going to be on Sunday, June 16th, which is Father's Day. We did have a change. We normally do it on Saturday, but we did have to make some adjustments. So it's going to be on this Sunday, Father's Day. And actually, the doors are going to open at 1:30 since there's some same day setup things happening. It's going to be from 1:30 to 6:30. There's going to be live music. There's about 85 vendors now if we don't fill that one space. Okay. It's going to be held at the Muskegon Farmers Market, which is right downtown here in beautiful downtown Muskegon. What else can I say?
How about I do this? How about I do this? The first vendor that calls 727-5007 and talk to Lady J that has product and is a professional business, not shabby and ready to go, you get that last slot. You hear it right here. Okay, we got that done. Thank you so much. We were able to do that on the show.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Okay, so anyway, so it's going down Father's Day. You're providing information, you're providing and owning business, being on the end of firing and hiring and all that kind of stuff. It's important. How important is community when it comes down to business?
It's probably like the number one, because community generates other things. Community generates revenue. Community generates new business opportunities. Community increases confidence. It does all the things. If you have a community that supports you, it increases the value of what you are doing. The thing is, you can do a lot of things, but if the community doesn't like it, maybe it is as valuable, but it's not necessarily seen as valuable. So you need community. We are in the business of people.
I need you, because you broke up on me for a second. Just say that one more time, because it's too important.
Yes. So in my opinion, community is necessary in order to be successful. You need community to talk and boost and rant about what you're doing and how you're doing it. You need community to support you just by showing up and showing that they care. You need community to increase revenue, to increase views and all the other things. And then most importantly, community builds confidence. When you see your community coming through and supporting you, it builds the confidence in reminding you that there's a reason as to why you're doing what you're doing. And community is what dictates the value. A lot of people say it's a popularity contest or whatnot. And, you know, I guess the best way we can say this, businesses or just business and product, it is somewhat about popularity. So you have to do what it takes in your particular industry to trend and become popular in the eyes of the community and the eyes of the audience in which you're looking to target. That's how you add value.
How important it is, and I hear this in your voice because I just read people. To break those stereotypes.
It's, you know, I have this thing, and I've done it a long time. So slight backstory. When I was 16, I had my first child. And when I was 17, I had my second. And I went to college with both of my babies, moved away from everyone. And I initially went because I wanted to prove everyone wrong, right? And I did not want to become another statistic. And I let that be my fuel until I started doing it for myself. So I think from a statistical standpoint, yeah, statistics has some truth. But in my opinion, with God on your side and an abundance of hustle.
Preach.
No statistic matters. It only matters if you let it matter. So for myself, I always quote this, less than 2% of teen moms have an associate's degree by age 30. And I'm working on my master's now for whatever reason, just, I guess, doing stuff. But in that, being able to do that in my 20s, but I share that to say, it doesn't matter what other people say. If you are God-fearing, God-believing.
Come on now.
Right?
Right.
And you have grit, and you have hustle, and you have determination to make some stuff move. I didn't always know how it was going to get done or what steps to take. I just kept taking steps. I bumped my head plenty of times. I've lost many a time. So you may see the wins being posted. And oftentimes you may even see me post some losses. But okay, overall, I kept stepping because believed in what I felt God had promised and ordained over my life, my businesses, my children, and my spirit. So if you have that unwavering belief, you can do what you want to.
Stop it, Lachey. We're gonna have to pass the plate. You're preaching too good now.
Hey.
Speak the truth. Shame the devil. Go on, do it. So listen, give us the facts. Give us Father's Day, 1 o'clock. What they people can expect again. If they need to get a check, get a hold, maybe they want to write a check and pay for the building. I don't know.
Hey, now glory. So again, it is this Sunday, Father's Day. And I did not mention this, so I'm so sorry, because I feel like we don't celebrate dads enough, right? And so because we have taken one of you all's days and made it into the expo, we are going to make sure that we highlight fathers in every way that we can. So yes, the first 100 fathers will receive cigars from Stogie's, from Mr. Steve Thomas over down at Stogie's, which is a Black-owned business. He also will be at the expo, and we're going to purchase the first 100 cigars and the first 100 dads. We are giving those to them for free. And I don't know if I'll say this over the airwaves.
You heard that, big boy smokers? Okay. I'm sorry. I had to get that out. All right.
It's okay. I don't know if I can say this over the airwaves, but there is an open bar, you know? So we're just trying to have a good time. We want to enjoy. So this Sunday, Father's Day, at 1:30 p.m., the doors are opening. There's over 80 vendors waiting to serve you, connect with you, network with you, and just make sure that your Father's Day is blessed.
That location
is the Downtown Muskegon Farmers Market.
Okay.
Downtown Muskegon Farmers Market. There's billboards all over, so if you forget, please feel free. Catch some billboards going down Seaway Drive. Email us at blackwallstreetmuskegon@gmail.com. Again, that's blackwallstreetmuskegon@gmail.com. Or you can inbox us on Facebook by searching Black Wall Street Muskegon. If you do want to donate, we accept Cash App, PayPal, Apple Pay, all the things.
Get it out. Come on, get that shameless plug out now.
Sell everything. We have all the things if you want to donate. But yes, our goal is to be the most responsive as possible. So after this interview, my sole focus for the next 2 days is going to be strictly all things Black Business Expo. So if you need to reach me and you have my cell number, please feel free to reach out. Matter of fact, I'll give it to you if you need it. It's 269-251-4413. And again, that email is blackwallstreetmuskegon@gmail.com. You can find me on Facebook, Lachey Simmons II. I am indeed named after my mom. And like I said, if you're in the Facebook group, Black Wall Street Muskegon, or follow our Facebook page, Black Wall Street Muskegon, any questions that you may have, we are happy to answer. In the event that your message goes to, like, the message request, I'll do my best to check them at least every 2 hours.
All right. Lachey, listen, next year, you need somebody on the panel.
Let me know. Yes.
Because I can tell people some truth about business.
Yes.
Listen, thank you so much, and we wish you continued success.
Thank you.
Oh, just a second, and we have to go to our board for our final comment. We want to sponsor one business with 1 year of free spots. Look at that. WVS 103.7 The Beat. We want to sponsor one business with 1 year of free spots. And it says you can do a drawing. You can be a part.
Absolutely, we'll do that. In fact, we can do it down there at the expo this Sunday.
Look
we'll,
at that.
We'll try to put together something so that they can submit their names, and we'll do whatever we need to do to make it happen.
Lachey, listen, thank you so much. And listen, next time, I want to talk to you longer than 20 minutes.
Yeah, they told me to come on at 2:40. That's all I knew. That's all I knew.
We'll get you on, and we'll spend more time. Take care and God bless.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You have a great day. All right. So listen, all things wonderful happening. We ran a little late. Listen, you want to turn in the next week's show. I want you to put something to your head. We're going to change the name of the show. Okay. So if you have any ideas, put your name in the commentary and let us know what your thoughts are. Any titles or any things or you want to talk about, please submit that as well. I'm Gregory T. Roberts, the host of Torn Into. I will see you next week. Remember, go sow a seed in somebody's life. Like, for instance, pick up a kid, take him out to the Juneteenth. Maybe it's some kid that don't have a ride all alone. Take that kid and let them learn something and be involved in some history. Take care. God bless. We'll see you next week on Torn Into.